Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Hi, I'm Alistair Groves, here today with another edition of In the Counseling Room, our special podcast series on Help and Hope. We're trying to offer practical case wisdom to pastors and counselors. Today I'm in the counseling room with Ed Welch. Ed, how's it going?
It is going well, Alistair. Thank you very much. I won't get into all the details, but overall, I have to say I'm very thankful.
Well, as always, I am glad to hear that. Ed, the last time we spoke, you raised an issue, or I raised it, and you said it might be better for another time. We were talking about this phrase, the word of Christ, and I've seen you speak about this on numerous occasions, where you'll say, what is the word of Christ to you when you're speaking with someone you're counseling?
Pastor, I hate it when people know me better than I know myself, but I'll live with that. Okay.
Well, if that puts me anywhere close to the category of Sherry, I'm all excited about that. What?
I didn't know I said that all the time, but
well, you do.
It sounds
you
good.
Do.
It sounds good. Yeah.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, I'll make up other stuff that you say that sounds good, even if you don't say it. Now, go ahead. What's the word of Christ? Why is that an important phrase?
I'll give you just a short history on it, if I could. I think I gave a little bit of a history when we talked about it before briefly. I can remember years and years ago, it was reading a book by Gresham Machen, and I think it was What is Man or Who is Man? And his comment was, God is a personal God, so we are personal. And it obviously meant a whole lot to Machen, and I found myself sort of scouring the text to find out, okay, this is really important to him. What does he mean by that? And I don't, at least to me, he never really answered the question, but it was always in the back of my mind. For Machen, it's really important to talk about this personal God. And so I think with that question lingering, there was a quote by another theologian, Gerhardus Voss, and I won't give you the entire quote, but he talked about what does it really mean to be a Christian, and he said what it means to be a Christian, it's about obedience, it's about honor of Christ, all these things, of course, but it is being in this reciprocal relationship where the Lord speaks to us and his voice is recognizable. It's speech that makes sense to us. And we don't just catalog it academically, but we respond to it. It affects us in some way. And then, to make it even more amazing, we speak to our God and our Father, and he actually responds to us. It's not just gathering information on us. He actually takes what we hear. He is moved by what we hear, and he responds by what we hear. So I think that's really the core of it, that we live in this personal universe. And you can see how in counseling, that's a huge thing, and it might only creep in a few different words, but you can find that we wouldn't be satisfied with mere principles. Okay, here's a fun principle that will guide you through this particular argument. It all of a sudden becomes here is the word of Jesus to you. Here is the word of Christ to you. He is speaking to you, and he's given you the chance to respond to him. And when he speaks to you, he's given you a template for how we speak to others. What a tremendous opportunity. You can see how we don't just sort of extract a principle of communication from the book of Ephesians, for example, but we recognize that we have this personal God who speaks to us, and we have the privilege of being able to imitate him in some way. So I didn't know I talked about here's the word of Christ to you, but if I use that particular phrase, it is trying to emphasize that we have a God who comes really, really close. And Alistair, we talk to people who are suffering, and suffering is that experience where you know it can polarize. Some people know the voice of Christ so clearly in the midst of suffering, and he's so close. Others, it is as if he is very, very distant. And I want to speak to both of those poles with a phrase like that. Do you use that too? Do you think of your own ministry the same way? These are very personal words applied by the personal spirit of the living God. I'll tell you, all of a sudden we don't feel like teachers who are just simply giving information. We are saying, well, let me be personal with you. Your father, we would have these conversations, and every once in a while, your father would say, "As my grandfather used to say," and whenever he would say that, he loved his grandfather, and whenever he would say that, I'd like be on the edge of my seat because it wasn't some academic knowledge; it was something very personal that he had received from his grandfather, and he was going to pass that on to me. It just created a very kind of different communication, and that's what we're after, I think, in counseling. Let me tell you something that I heard from my father. It's beautiful. You're going to love it.
Yeah, and I guess to respond to your question of what do I see in my own ministry, I do increasingly get the sense that there is a relational issue at the core of every problem I see. I don't know if every is too strong, but I don't think it is. I think every is exactly the right word.
It's a personal universe, so everything is
ultimately personal. And when we are responding at our best, and what we need is simply someone to hear us, pat us on the back, say, "That's hard. You're doing everything right, and I'm mourn for you in the midst of this suffering." Even when we have nothing at all in the way of advice as a counselor, and all we have is commiseration for sorrow, there's still this sense of this is what it means to walk with someone well and to encourage them well. It's actually at my moments when I have the least to offer in advice that I often find I'm most helpful. And I think that really underscores it. We aren't, I like the way you put it, we're not teachers. We're not dispensers of abstract principles. We are just fundamentally relational connectors. We're networking in the counseling office between this person and their father. And there's something about that I think I have heard in that phrase you used of the word of Christ. Mm-hmm. I think that's why it stuck out to me.
Mm. Thanks.
So, yeah, thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate being able to think about these things.
Well, thanks for coming in.
If I ever say anything else that seems remotely useful, please point it out. I'd like to know what it is.
Well, if it does by some chance happen again, I'll be sure to let you know.
Thanks. Great to talk with you.
All right. Take care.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.